Chapter 1. The Prophecy. Monrovia, 1938. In Liberia, a woman's place is in the market, the church, the kitchen, or the bed. But not for one little girl. One little girl, delivered in the back bedroom of her family's house on Benson Street in Monrovia on October 29, 1938, was, her relatives believed, destined for great things. After all, the old man, one of the many prophets who wandered through Monrovia spreading their wisdom, predicted it when he showed up at Carney and Martha Johnson's half-concrete house days after the birth of baby Ellen. Nicknamed Red Pumpkin because she was red like one pumpkin, to have a look at the baby. "This child will be great," he said, after peering into the crib. "This child is going to lead." Actually, that is not what he said. No Liberian talks like that. Decades later, when Ellen Johnson Sirleaf wrote her own autobiography, she titled it "This Child Will Be Great," referencing the old man's prophecy. She was anglicizing it, assuming an international audience wouldn't understand Liberian English, which can be perfectly transparent one moment and perfectly impenetrable the next. It is not Pidgin, the West African English that evolved from England's colonial efforts at communicating with Africans. But there is Pidgin in Liberian English. Nor is it Creole, see above, insert French. But there is Creole in Liberian English as well. Instead, Liberian English is a wonderful hodgepodge of all of the above, an international language that borrows freely from British phrasings and American slang with the added seasoning of the American South, courtesy of the freed American slaves who settled the country. The 28 different ethnic groups who met the slaves when they arrived, and the African parables that are part of daily life. In Liberia, people talk in continuous parable. Most of the time, it makes sense. Crab it.